Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports Memorabilia Show. I am your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, can be followed there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. Today, we are talking autographed baseballs and how to properly store them. Autographed baseballs are one of the most popular items to get done, kind of outside of cards. And you want to display your baseballs, right? You don't want to just kind of hide them away, and although that is probably the best option. So we want to try to preserve the autographs on our baseballs, okay? We don't want them to fade, we don't want them to bleed, etc., okay? So what is the best way to store them when we display them, and then what's the best way if we don't want to display them, okay? So there's a couple things that affect the quality of the autographs outside of the material that it's being signed on, okay? That is actually probably one of the more important things too. The type of leather these baseballs comes on. I remember, gosh, what year was it? 2013 All-Star Baseballs. Whatever the reason was, that particular leather they used bled all the time. It was just it would bleed almost instantly. So a lot of it has to do with the materials that these autographs are coming onto. But for baseballs, obviously, these are getting signed on leather, and I'm talking about the official Major League Baseball, okay, not the official ball from China, not those plastic baseballs, the official Major League Baseball. So there's really two things that can affect the autograph quality for you outside of the actual materials, all right? First off is sunlight. We want to try to avoid that at all costs. And second thing is really the temperature slash humidity of the room that you are storing your autographs in. All right, so first off, let's talk about sunlight. Sunlight obviously is going to be fading your autograph. We want to keep everything out of direct sunlight. If you are going to have it in a room with a window, I would suggest placing your autographs, if you're going to be displaying them, on the actual wall where that window is, of course. Okay, so that's going to avoid getting direct sunlight. It's obviously still going to get sunlight, but it's not going to get as much as if you had it on the opposite wall where the sun is just beating down on your autographs like you're floating around in a boat in the Pacific Ocean, okay? We don't want that, all right? And if you are going to be displaying them, make sure you're putting them behind UV-protected glass. Most display cases nowadays have that, but make sure you check that. Most are 97 or 98% UV protected. So I would definitely be picking up some of that stuff there. There is a great guy out there up in Washington, Home Plate Heroes. He makes these really cool display cases. Maybe you guys have seen some of these, where he makes them in home plate shapes. And you can fit, I forget what it is, like four. He's got a whole bunch of sequence on these baseballs, but you can go up to like 40, 48 baseballs on these things. So if you've got like baseballs from like every single position player on your favorite team, you can put it all on there. Really cool. Home Plate Heroes is the guy's name. But anyway, Bernie's the one that makes them. He makes these all from scratch, but he puts them behind UV glass and uses some really nice materials. So if you do want a nice display case, definitely give Bernie a call. He will take care of you. He is a great guy, and he makes some excellent display cases, okay? So a little tangent there, but and the second thing you want to be thinking about outside of sunlight is the humidity and the temperature of your room. The worst place you could probably put this stuff up is in your attic, okay? The temperature is very fluctuating there. You want to make sure you pick a room that the temperature stays as even as possible. No swings up, no swings down, as much as humanly possible. Basements are not too terrible. However, you want to probably get a dehumidifier in there. So make sure that you are getting rid of the humidity in the air. Humidity will get your autographs to bleed. We don't want to do that. No moisture in the air. We don't want any of that. So a nice, cool, room temperature, dry place with no sunlight is like the perfect place for that. I'm trying to think of where we would do that in this world, but that's the best place to do it. Something along those effects. Now, if you're not going to be displaying your autographs, which a lot of us probably don't, you want to make sure that you allow your baseballs to breathe. And I know that's kind of a weird analogy there, but we want to let the autograph breathe, meaning we don't want to wrap it up tight in plastic or, tissue paper is actually better than plastic, in my opinion. I think it allows the autograph to breathe a little more. But I have seen people just leave them in the Rawlings boxes and put tissue paper in there and just let the baseball sit in there. and they'll put it in a dark closet, but allow the autograph to breathe so it doesn't build up any humidity around that autograph. So that's something to consider if you are going to be not displaying them and putting them, you know, in a closet or something like that. So those are the two things you want to avoid: sunlight and any big fluctuations in temperature / humidity. We want to avoid those at all costs and let your autographs breathe. They like to breathe just like we do. They're a living, breathing thing. Let's give them some nice nutrition of some fresh air that doesn't change temperature. Okay, that would be my suggestion. And hopefully these baseballs that you have will last as long as you do. So anyway, thanks again for listening, guys. I certainly appreciate it. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, can be followed over there on Instagram @powersautographs. And I will see you on the next episode.